Hare Krishna. Purification makes the mind's power our power. Our mind is extremely powerful. One extent of its power is seen in its speed. It can just move in one moment from one part of the world to an entirely different part of the world. Say if somebody is attached to cricket and a cricket match is going on in Australia, within a flash a person's mind can go from India to Australia and start dreaming about the match. And not just in terms of speed, but also in terms of the way the mind changes our course of action. Now if a person, say, if a car is going in a particular direction, and suddenly if a gust of wind comes along and it's so forceful, or some force comes along and pushes the car in the opposite direction entirely. Now you would consider whatever force that has made the car change the direction so suddenly and so forcefully, that must be a formidable force. So similarly, you know, we may be planning to do one thing. For example, you know, we may resolve to fast on a particular holy day. And suddenly the thought comes of eating something. And maybe in just one moment, we might give up the resolution to fast. And we might go and not just eat, but binge. So we were going in a particular direction and we are just sent off in an entirely opposite direction. And how does this happen? That happens by the power of the mind. So the mind is formidably powerful. And it is at present fearfully powerful. Its power is scary because its power often works against our best interests. So, presently, our mind acts like our enemy. And if we are to do something purposeful, something valuable, something wonderful, then often we have to pit our power against the mind's power. For example, if a student wants to study and achieve something worthwhile in life, then the student needs to think, needs to struggle and concentrate and force oneself, pushing against one's limits, resisting the mind's distractedness and distractibility, and fighting by the power of will to stay focused. And only then the student can achieve something worthwhile. This means that the student has to battle against the power of the mind. And the same principle applies in our spiritual life also. When we want to live according to principles, when we want to focus on Krishna, the mind's power is applied in distracting us away from Krishna and in dragging us away from our principles. And that we have to fight against the mind's power. But this is not our permanent despair. If we can understand that the mind is not bad, it is the impurities present within the mind that make it bad. And if we strive to purify the mind, then that mind can become our friend. In the Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter 5th verse, Krishna urges us to make the mind our friend when it says that Uddhare, it says that Bandhuratmaatmanastasya Yenatmaivatmanajitaha Anatmanastu Shatrutve Varte Tatmaiva Shatruvat. So Bandhuratmaatmanastasya, the mana is the friend. Yenatmaivatmanajitaha, for one who has controlled the mind. And Anatmanastu Shatrutve, Anatmanas, for one who has not controlled the mind. Varteit Atmaiva Shatruvat, the mind remains as an enemy. So we need to purify ourselves so that the mind will not be an enemy but be our friend. And this purification happens most expeditiously by the practice of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti connects us with the source of supreme fulfillment, Krishna. And although the mind may not find Krishna and remembrance of Krishna joyful initially, if we stay fixed and focused in the service of Krishna, then gradually the mind starts realizing, oh, this is actually good. Remembering Krishna, serving Krishna is joyful. It is wonderful. And then gradually, the mind starts abandoning whatever conceptions it had of what will give its pleasure. And that the mind is giving up its misconceptions of pleasure and recognizing that Krishna is the source of supreme pleasure. That is the essence of purification. And once we become thus purified, the mind is always searching for pleasure. And when it recognizes that Krishna is the source of all pleasure, that remembrance of Krishna, service to Krishna is the way to pleasure, then when we strive to live a principle-centered life and we try to serve Krishna in various ways, then the mind's power assists us. So when the mind starts naturally going towards Krishna, towards constructive things in Krishna's service, then the mind becomes our friend. And thus purification makes our mind's power our power. Thank you. Hare.